AP News for Friday, September 17th. I'm Tim McGuire. Nearly 40 years after his wife disappeared in New York in 1982, Robert Durst has been convicted in Los Angeles of murder in the 2000 shooting death of his best friend, Susan Berman, because she was about to go to police to tell them that she helped cover up his wife's death and disappearance. Prosecutor John Lewin.
He is what he is. He's a narcissistic psychopath. He killed his wife. And then he had to keep killing to cover it up.
Next month, Durst will be sentenced to life without parole. U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement readying for a rally tomorrow by people who backed the hundreds of rioters charged in the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. Here's Jackie Quinn.
This time, there's a new Capitol Police chief appointed after the deadly insurrection in January that left law enforcement outpowered and battered.
We're not going to tolerate violence, and we will not tolerate criminal behavior of any kind.
Chief Tom Manger says they're not taking any chances this time, with intelligence chatter suggesting violence could be on the minds of the demonstrators. There have been personal threats.
We've had a number of threats, specific threats come in against specific members of Congress.
Congress is not now in session. The National Guard is being deployed, and the Capitol and other key buildings are again protected with fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A 22-year-old former nursing student pleads guilty in federal court to the murder of one person and the attempted murders of 53 others for an April 2019 deadly shooting at a Southern California synagogue on the last day of Passover. John Ernest pleads effectively ends his chances of facing a federal death sentence for the attack. He entered a similar guilty plea on state charges in San Diego Superior Court and agreed to serve the rest of his life in state prison without the possibility of parole. This is AP News. A government official has told the AP that the Biden administration plans on massive movements of Haitian migrants in a small Texas border city on flights back to Haiti starting Sunday. The decision is in response to thousands of Haitians who suddenly assembled under and around a bridge crossing the border between the U.S. and Mexico in Del Rio, Texas. The U.S. military admits a fatal error with the August 29th drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
Central Command General Frank McKenzie says at first they thought Islamic State militants died in the attack.
I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
There are reports that the driver was a longtime employee at a U.S. humanitarian organization. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.